The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
All right, it's time for sport now. We're joined by Off the Ball's Cathal Milani. Good morning, Cathal.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you've got breaking news in terms of Down Under and the Women's World Cup.
Yes, so the kickoff times have been confirmed, Pat, for Ireland's games in the World Cup group stage next year in Australia. So the opening match against Australia takes place in Sydney. That'll kick off at 10 o'clock Irish time on July the 20th. Then the second group match against Canada in Perth has a 1 o'clock start Irish time. The final game against Nigeria then underway from 11 o'clock Irish time in Brisbane. So late morning, early afternoon kickoff times.
Very doable, very watchable.
Certainly are. They're all underway from 8 o'clock local time in Australia. So all evening matches, but from our point of view watching here at home, fairly favourable from a viewer's point of view.
Yeah, however, the task daunting. Has to
certainly
be said,
is. When you look at particularly Australia and Canada in the group, Australia obviously the home nation. We've played them before, beat them in a friendly relatively recently. Canada have been in very good form, and then Nigeria were one of the stronger teams in pot four. So really, if you were looking at picking a worst case scenario draw in terms of the quality of the opposition, those sides would likely have been in the shake-up. But you consider the significant Irish support that Vera Powell's side will have in Australia. Sure. The fact they'll be based in Australia for the group stage bodes well. And look, I mean, the fact that Ireland are there is a huge positive in itself.
And they may take inspiration from the female boxers.
Yeah, the female boxers had a fantastic weekend, didn't they, Pat? Record medal haul for them at the European Championships in Montenegro. 7 in total, 3 goals. Amy Broadhurst picking up the boxer of the tournament title as well. Really, it couldn't have gone much better for Ireland. Broadhurst, Kelly Harrington and Aoife O'Rourke all winning gold. And really, it shows the depth of quality that Ireland have now in female boxing, and the obviously the impact of Katie Taylor in recent years as well, and inspiring boxers from younger generations. And really, it bodes very, very well indeed for Ireland heading towards another Olympic Games in 2024.
Rory McIlroy back at the top.
Certainly is, Pat. He's world number one for the 9th time in his career, which is a remarkable stat. But he's back on top after winning the CJ Cup last night in South Carolina, won by a single shot in the end. His 23rd win on the PGA Tour. It's nice for McIlroy to get back to the top of the world, because I think he is the best player in the world. When he plays his best and everyone else plays their best, he certainly comes out on top.
He's also become the kind of informal spokesperson for the PGA.
He certainly has. When you think of McIlroy standing in the game, he really is, obviously hasn't had the wins and the success that Tiger Woods has had, but in terms of influence right now, he is the modern day Tiger Woods, and he certainly draws the crowds as well. He's won the FedEx Cup this year, in line to win the race to Dubai as well. He won the Canadian Open, the Tour Championship. So really, it's been a brilliant year, but ultimately McIlroy deals in the currency of major championships, and he unfortunately hasn't got over the line there this year.
In rugby, we had Munster Leinster, and Leinster put the foot down towards the end. I didn't see the match myself, so tell me more.
Well, there were some positive signs, Pat, for Munster in that loss at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday evening. 27-13 had finished in favour of Leinster in the end, and as you say, they got a couple of late scores. But Munster will take a lot of encouragement, I think, from some aspects of their performance. They have been hit with injuries as well, so their squad has been hit, but they've only got 2 wins from 6 so far in the URC. Leinster really showing their class. They really have got such strength and depth.
Yeah. Okay, now let's talk about the Premier League. Liverpool.
Yeah.
Notts Forest.
It's hard to believe, isn't it, Pat, the way that things can go sometimes in sport. Nottingham Forest, in fairness to them, put in a really resilient performance. Now, Liverpool will point to the number of chances that they had, Pat. Like, Virgil van Dijk could have had a hat-trick in that match at the City Ground, but Nottingham Forest hanging on for a priceless 1-0 win for them. Obviously, they've had a really difficult start to the season, but they've put their faith in their manager, Steve Cooper. They're still on the bottom of the table, because Leicester City actually won by 4-0 this weekend. They beat struggling Wolves this weekend. So some teams at the bottom putting together some good results this weekend. Another team, Aston Villa, who departed,
Stephen Gerrard
departs last week,
and then they have
they turn around
victory
and win 4-0 against Brentford. So it's interesting to see how things can go in terms of the momentum there, but I don't think Gerrard can have too many complaints about losing his job there, because they have been in really poor form.
And his excuse was they played really well but we didn't get the result. That was his mantra.
They struggled to score goals, basically, was the real thing for Stephen Gerrard. there, but they got four of them. They actually got three in the opening 15 minutes in that match against Brentford. At the other end of the table this weekend, Pat, Newcastle, obviously the huge investment that they've had, but they had a pretty significant win against Tottenham yesterday. They beat them by 2-1. Tottenham were quite poor, I thought, in the final third. And Arsenal slipped up. They drew 1-1 with Southampton, so their lead over Manchester City is 2 points now after 11 games, and City, certainly the form team in the league.
So at the top of the Premier League, you have obviously Man City. You've Arsenal still. Are they still top?
Arsenal's still top. They lead by 2 points over Manchester City, and then there's a little bit of a gap to Tottenham in third, who have 23 points. They've played a game more as well than Arsenal, and Manchester City have played 11. And Newcastle now in fourth. And I'm not too sure, given the investment that Newcastle have had, given all of that, I'm not too sure many people predicted them as contenders for a top four spot, perhaps at the outset of the season. But what we've seen so far, they certainly have all the capabilities, and with some of the sides around them struggling. Now, Chelsea and Manchester United played out a 1-1 draw on Saturday evening. United getting a late goal there. Probably a fair result. I thought United played quite well for large stages of that game. And Erik ten Hag obviously still dealing with the Cristiano Ronaldo situation and the fallout from that.
And Gary Neville, very outspoken. I watched a clip on YouTube of Keane and himself having a right go at each other about how Ronaldo should be treated.
Yeah, and Roy Keane was actually quite defensive of Ronaldo's situation, which I thought was a little bit surprising. I think Erik ten Hag has dealt with it quite well, to be honest with you, Pat. He's shown a bit of steel in terms of suspending Ronaldo. He had to train with some of the youth players last week, or train on his own as well. Perhaps he will come back into the fold, but there is talk that he might seek a move away of some sort in January as well. So we wait to see how that plays out.
Okay, he had to be seen to be chastised for walking away early and, you know, in his own car, gone before the lads came off the pitch. So
that's true. That's true. And Ten Hag is still in the early stages of his tenure. But green shoots for Manchester United, I think, in terms of their performances. And encouraging, as always, to get a late goal and earn a point there at Stamford Bridge on Saturday evening. So they're in sixth place. And I think Ten Hag has had a reasonably good start.
And finally, GAA club action. Any startling headlines there?
Lots happening over the weekend, Pat. Strokestown winning in Roscommon. They scored a late, late point, 5 minutes into injury time, to beat Boyle. That was in the Roscommon senior football final yesterday. Kilmacock Crokes getting the better of Nafina in the Dublin hurling final. Cracking game in Clare in the hurling as well, where Ballyea beat Éire Óg. And there was a draw in the Tipperary hurling final as well between Kildangan and Kilrown McDonagh. So lots happening on the club scene, and it really has got a burst of energy, I think, from the split season.
Very good. Colm Lanny of Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.